The Shark Man Podcast is a 9-part series produced by the Brotherhood of the Shark. The following podcast contains magical thinking and silly language. Listener discretion is advised.
Dear listener, what follows is a story that blends the histories of the mystical Oregon coastline and some virtually true legends of shark magic with a dash of an absurd moon cult. We start our voyage of a tale with a young guppy of a boy, Dewey Dorselfine, 25 years in age. Standing as tall as a sea lion on its hind flippers, with hair as brown as a manatee's eyes, Dewey was about to be caught in a whirlpool of events outside of his control, sucked down in a maleficent maelstrom of madness and secrecy. You will soon learn a dark lineage awaits our hero, and a sinister restaurateur dares to take everything he holds dear. Let me take you to where it begins. Close your eyes and imagine an aging subterranean concrete room with dangerously slick floors and woefully outdated light fixtures. Where concrete isn't, glass gives way to a vision of sharks swimming in circles. Schools of fish swarm around their fins, and a disorderly group of kids gape and point at the meandering sea life. This is the Portland Aquarium.
And this is the last shark stop on the Portland Aquarium's shark tour. We're almost fin-ished. Like a shark fin. Okay, well, this is the hammerhead shark. Fun fact, did you know that some indigenous tribes of the Oregon coast believed that sharks could change into men and walk the land with special shark powers?
That's just like Nora Ventura's book, Cracking the Shark Code.
Did you say Nora Ventura?
Yeah, she says there's an ancient shark brotherhood that follows the teachings of Sharkonomicon. They live in a cool underwater city.
Wow, crazy story. You know, I went to high school with Nora Ventura. I'll have to check that book out. Anyways, another fun fact. This shark doesn't actually eat people or hammers. It eats bony fishes, crabs.
Man, you must really love sharks. Do you ever go in the tanks and swim with them?
No! No. I do not touch the water.
The shark tank water or any water?
Any water that has salt in it.
Hey, Dewey, I need you in my office.
Oh, okay, boss. It's just that I'm almost done with this tour.
Now.
Hey, boss. What do you need me for?
Bad news, Dewey. Budget's been turned to chum. Gonna have to cut the shark tour.
Aw, man, the budget? Wait, we had a budget?
Not anymore. It's too bad, because you're the best damn shark guide this aquarium has ever seen. Except for Johnny. He actually swam with the sharks.
Yeah, I miss Johnny.
R.I.P. Anyways, you'll need to pack your things and get out. Today. I'm not even sure how we're gonna pay your last check.
I get it. I'm sure you'll pay me when you can. I guess it'll give me more time to spend on my writing.
I wouldn't spend too much time on that, Dewey. You might try something more secure, like multi-tiered marketing.
Hey, did you get a chance to read that short story I sent you?
You mean, Oh, the Humanities? No, Dewey. Honestly, I couldn't get past the title.
What about Mana Tea Time?
Get out.
As Dewey made his way home through the congested city streets of Portland, Oregon, his girlfriend of 7 years, Marcy Madoff, was finishing up in the parking lot of a dingy apartment building. Marcy had never worked a job, but she knows how to hustle.
Did I hit you? Are you all right?
Oh, my neck and my shoulders. The pain is everywhere.
I feel so bad. Do you need an ambulance?
You don't want to do that. The last person that hit me called an ambulance and their insurance tripled overnight.
Oh, dear. My insurance is already so expensive.
Oh, really? What's your deductible, if you don't mind me asking?
For an ER visit, $400.
Well, just write me a check for that. That way we both win.
Oh, bless your sweetheart. I'm on a fixed income.
We've got to look out for each other in this economy.
Hey, Marcy. Wait, what's going on?
Oh, this nice woman hit me with her car. But it was an accident, and I think we just worked it out.
Take care, nice young lady.
A car? Again? Are you okay?
Is $400 okay? Dewey, why are you holding a box of trash?
These are my things from work. I got let go today.
You kept these weird puppets and shark toys at work?
They're not toys, Marcy. They're tools.
Speaking of tools, I have a little surprise for you in the apartment. Oh my gosh, you're going to love this.
Sup, dog? Hope you don't mind I borrowed some of your clothes in these sweet shark slippers. It's like I'm walking on the ocean.
Kind of mind. Who are you?
Surprise! This is Brian. He lives here now. Don't you love it?
Yeah, doesn't have to be weird, though. We're both men, right?
Weird? Why would it be weird?
Because I'd be married to your girlfriend, dog.
What?
I swear I told you I was married to a man in prison who was just going to get out yesterday. I wouldn't have dated you for the last 7 years and not brought this up. You're crazy, Dewey.
Prison? What for?
Cops say I stole money for some geezers and burned down their house. But I ain't never burned down no house. I mean, not since I was 13.
Okay, wow. So where is Brian gonna sleep? It's a one bedroom.
Don't be rude. In our bed.
Yeah, you gonna make me sleep in a kennel like a dog? Is that it? Just because of these face tattoos? You wanna know what I had to do to earn this diamond tattoo?
No, I do not wanna know.
Employee of the month. I got it before I went to prison.
More questions than answers. So are you suggesting we're all gonna try to sleep in the same bed?
Dewey, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out when it's time to sleep, okay?
Well, I just think it's kind of a good idea to talk about it right now.
Tell you what, let's talk about you making us dinner. You know how our old lady get when she's hungry?
I'm not feeling up to making dinner tonight. I had a rough day.
Brian, be nice to Dewey. He just got fired from his job.
Dog, I get it. You must be feeling like a real loser right now. I can make dinner.
Oh, isn't he great?
Where are your Cheetos and hot dogs at? Hope you're not out of milk.
I'll make dinner.
While Dewey innocently shared a bed with another man and his girlfriend, something sinister was happening 100 miles west on the Oregon coast.
The sun's going down. I hate being so far from the ocean. At least this dense cropping of red alders will cover my escape. Oh, a red alder is a native tree of the Oregon coast. Thank God Oregon coast trivia keeps me calm. Otherwise, I'd be really freaking out right about now. Oh, shoot. It's too muddy to be running in these sandals. I'm losing my balance.
Whoops, you fell. Jasper Jenkins, hold him down.
Nothing would please me more, my moon lord. I shall hold him down with my hands.
Ah, your hands are so strong. Lopan, how did you find me so quickly?
You only made it 20 feet from the parking lot. What is this in your hand?
Hey, give that back. That belongs to the Shark Brothers.
Look at the stitchwork on this book, Jasper. Oh, shark leather. Jasper, why, I think this is the Sharkonomicon.
Yes, Master. It has the seal of the two sharks eating each other, locked in an eternal watery embrace.
You won't be able to read anything, Lopan. The Sharkonomicon is all in an ancient, uncrackable shark code.
Oh, I think I'm good. I have a real smart female archaeologist to help me with that.
Why do you have to say female? Can't you just say archaeologist?
Bite your tongue, sharklings. I'm going to use the secrets in this book to locate the Shandarak. And then I will use it to destroy every last one of you. Jasper?
I'm still here.
Take this book to our female.
Come on.
And have it decoded at once. I want to track down any and all living sharklings tomorrow morning.
Oh, what a delightful idea, Lord. I just love working through the night. But my hands are full. Perhaps Jenkins can take it?
I will not fail you, my lord and moonmaster. I, too, enjoy working through the night.
Ha! Good luck! The shark code hasn't been broken in 1,000 years.
I've got a joke for you. What did the moon say to the sharkling just before he sucked his soul?
I don't know. Some pun on the word soul, like I'm soul sorry, or soul you later, or Jamaican me soul?
No, all your ideas are like sharks. Stupid.
Sharks are not stupid. Barnacles! What is that thing? It looks like a glowing crystal moon, roughly the size of 2 fists sitting on the end of a rough piece of driftwood.
Driftwood? This is red alder, native to the Oregon coast. And this is the moonstone. What's that moonstone? Oh, yes, good one. The stone says, so long, sharkling.
May Granula, the god of sharks, curse you. Ah, my soul is leaving my body. Oh, my hands are turning into jelly.
Now you are finished, shark fool. Jasper, compliment me on my fun, intelligent puns.
They are the peak of human humor. You honor the moon.
Quite right, Jasper. Now, scoop up all this jelly and get it ready for market.
The next morning, back in Dewey's apartment, Dewey awoke, unaware of the tragic ending of Brother Marsh at the hand of Lopan and his moonstone. Dewey was only thinking about a bowl of hot dogs and Cheetos covered in warm milk.
It's actually pretty good.
Hello?
What?
I don't sound like no loser. Dewey!
What is it?
Phone.
Why do you have my phone?
Yeah, I had to make some calls last night. By the way, your mom called. She seems nice. Here.
Hello?
Is this Dewey? Dewey Dorsalvine?
Yeah.
Dewey with a D?
Yeah.
Dorsalvine with an F-I-N-E?
Yeah, that's me. Who is this?
It's him, boys. It's really him. Well, Mr. Dorsalvine, I'm calling to tell you, you're my winner.
Wow, really? What did I win?
What do you think you won?
The Nautical Writers Award? For the little coast on the prairie?
Oh, how right you are.
This is so cool. I have never won anything before. In fact, I could really use some validation right now. I lost my job yesterday, and my girlfriend, well, I didn't lose her. I'm sharing her.
Whoa, okay, hold up. Great life details, Mr. Dorsalvine. Let me ask you, how does $10,000 of your local currency sound to you?
$10,000?
Great. All you have to do is report to my new state-of-the-art writing hideout located at 132 Seashore Drive.
Hold on, let me write this down. Brian, Ben! You know what? Never mind. Okay, 132 Seashore Drive. What city?
A small town on the Oregon coastline. Grimace, Oregon.
Grimace? That's my hometown.
Really?
I can never go back there. Not since the incident.
Well, you must be here by Monday, or I'll give the award to another less qualified writer.
No. Don't do that. I'll think about it.
Get here by Monday, or the rest of your shark brothers will die.
Wait, what? Shark brothers?
10 G's, dog. Sound like we going to the flipping coast, yo. Here's that pan you wanted.
I don't need a pan. And this is a vase.
Pack your bag, dog. We get in and out like we'd be stealing jewels.
I am never, ever going back to Grimace, Oregon. Those people hate me.
This podcast was produced by the Brotherhood of the Shark. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and leave a review.